From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo issued Presidential Regulation No. 47 of 2021 on the Administrative and Bureaucratic Reforms, or PAN-RB Ministry, that regulates the existence of a Deputy Minister for Administrative and Bureaucratic Reforms. According to a copy of the Presidential Regulation downloaded from the gdih.setnek.go.id page in Jakarta on Friday, provisions on the existence of a Deputy Minister for Administrative and Bureaucratic Reforms are regulated in Article 2 of Presidential Regulation No. 47 of 2021. As reported by Antara, Article 2, Paragraph 1, highlights that in leading the Ministry of Empowerment of State Apparatus and Bureaucratic Reforms, the Ministry can be assisted by a Deputy Minister in accordance with the appointment of the President. The Indonesian government is planning to extend the quarantine period for travelers arriving from abroad, especially from countries hit by the COVID-19 crisis, to 14 days from the previous 5 days. It was said by government spokesperson for COVID-19 handling, Wiku Adhisa Smito, at a press teleconference originating from Jakarta on Friday as quoted by Antara. He said the rule change will be included in the latest circular of the COVID-19 handling task force, which will be published soon. This effort, Adhisa Smito noted, is aimed at preventing COVID-19 transmission in the country through travelers coming from abroad, especially from countries battling the COVID-19 crisis. He further said, in principle, the screening mechanism, both testing and quarantine, for entering and leaving Indonesia must be carried out properly. Vice President Maruf Amin has said the development of the Sharia ecosystem in Indonesia must be based on the use of digital technology and prioritize the local wisdom of various regions. There needs to be a breakthrough in developing a digital-based Sharia ecosystem that is integrated and harmonized with local wisdom, it was said by the Vice President while attending a gathering of the Sharia Economic Community MES at the Tower Building in Jakarta on Friday. Incorporating local wisdom is important, he explained, because the economic and social conditions of the people in each region are different. He also asked the Sharia Economic Community to provide assistance and guidance to Islamic boarding schools so that their students could become skilled in entrepreneurship as well as at reading the Quran. The European Union delegation to Indonesia celebrates World Environment Day on June 5th by holding a virtual talk show with the theme Restoring the Ecosystem Earth. This activity is expected to build wider public awareness of the importance of preserving the forests, seas, and biodiversity for the community restoration of the Earth ecosystem. Henriette Ferchman, First Counselor of Environment, Climate Action, Digital from the European Union delegation to Indonesia, said the Generation Restoration Movement aims to motivate the entire world community to maintain the sustainability of natural resource ecosystem.
The Generation Restoration Movement aims to motivate all of us to take action on protecting and restoring precious ecosystems that are experiencing threats globally and overall taking care of the environment and ramp up global efforts to protect our planet. This is all very much in line with the European Union's policies and our goal in the EU Green Deal. The EU Green Deal is our green growth strategy, which is our plan for green recovery from the pandemic and promotes the agenda to achieve sustainable futures. This includes many different aspects, from promoting clean energy, saving biodiversity, eliminating pollution, ensuring sustainable food systems and agriculture, among others, with climate action as the overarching goal and at the heart of all of our efforts.
Henriette added that as part of European Union Environment Day 2021, the European Union wants to inspire young people to make changes and take real action because healthy ecosystem can prevent the destruction of biodiversity. A well-maintained environment will remain a source of food and livelihood if the people maintain a harmonious relationship with nature. Let's move on to the international news. Argentina is engulfed in a second wave of the virus that started in mid-February and is pushing hospitals close to saturation point and its citizens to despair. By late on Friday, Argentina had confirmed 80,411 deaths among its 45 million citizens from the disease, with a total of 3.9 million cases. At present, it ranks the third highest in the world for average daily cases, with more total recorded per capita cases than regional giant Brazil. The government has struggled to find a balance between lockdowns and keeping the already embattled economy going, as well as driving a vaccine campaign that was slow to start and medics say won't manage to drive down infection rates to several months. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Friday that Beijing's hosting of the 2022 Winter Olympics offers concerned nations the chance to press China on its human rights record. Trudeau said China would only change its behavior if faced with a united front, adding he would raise the matter of a group of seven leader summit next week. Trudeau further said the pressures on China right now from the international community is significantly acute, particularly with the Winter Olympics coming up in China next year. Canada, locked in a major diplomatic and trade dispute with China for more than 2 years, is one of the world's leading winter sports nations. India has ordered 300 million doses of an unapproved coronavirus vaccine amid a devastating second wave. As quoted by BBC.com, the federal government said in a statement that the unnamed vaccine from India, Firm Biological E, is in phase 3 trials and had shown promising results in the first two phases. The $206 million order is the first India has signed for a jab that has not received emergency approval. This comes as the country struggles to speed up its lagging vaccine drive. India has administered just over 220 million jabs so far. Less than 15% of the countries has received at least one dose of the vaccination, largely because of a severe shortage of doses. That was the news. Thank you. news comes from Kendari North Sulawesi. The provincial government of Southeast Sulawesi has prepared 30,000 hectares of land to become a rice planting area. Southeast Sulawesi Governor Ali Mazi, on the sidelines of the release of 1,000 tons of rice to be sent to North Sulawesi in Kendari last Wednesday, June 2nd, revealed that Southeast Sulawesi province is targeted to become one of the national food granaries. Governor Ali Mazi also plans to build cooperation with other provincial governors in eastern Indonesia, such as Maluku, Papua, and West Papua, in that matter. Next news comes from Goa, South Sulawesi. The South Sulawesi Natural Resources Conservation Center released three Paria eagles with the Latin name Milphus migrans in the Komara Wildlife Sanctuary, Goa Regency on Tuesday, June 1st. Head of the South Sulawesi Natural Resources Conservation Office, Thomas Nivinluri, said the activity was part of the efforts of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry and partners to return wild animals to their natural habitats. It is also an effort to educate the public to take an active role in animal conservation activities in their natural habitats and prevent wildlife poaching. The Paria eagle is one of the protected bird species in the island of Sulawesi, Buru, Maluku, Lombok, Sumba, and Timor. The habitats of these protected animals are in open areas, beaches, ports to urban areas. Latest news comes from Tabanan, Bali. Tabanan Regency, Bali now has a Tabanan Wildlife Park named Tasta Wildlife Park, located in Angseri Village, Banjarteguh, Baruriti District. The privately owned park was inaugurated by the region of Tabanan Ikomanggede Sanjaya on Tuesday, who really appreciates the park as a zoo with a creative concept. It is not only a wildlife park, but also an educational center for the community, especially in terms of nature conservation. The park can also become the newest tourist attraction in the Tabanan area. Meanwhile, Nyoman Adi Wiryatama, as the owner, said the Tabanan Wildlife Park has a back-to-nature concept, not only highlighting tourist attractions through its collection of animals, but also offering a variety of adrenaline-pumping rides and interesting animal shows.
On June 5, 1967, the war between Israel and the Arabs happened for 6 days. In 1967, the confrontation took place again between Israel and the Arabs, known as the Six-Day War. The war happened again after UN troops were withdrawn in 1967 because of Egypt's pressure and Sinai Strait was blockaded and the Egyptian troops entered Sinai. Israel reacted by attacking Egypt. Although Egypt was supported by Jordan and Syria, this war was won by Israel. Even the Israeli troops succeeded in occupying the Sinai Peninsula, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the Golan Heights. To end this war, the United Nations issued Resolution No. 242, which contained the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the territories it had occupied. Moving to 1972, the United Nations Conference on the Environment began. The United Nations Conference on the Environment began in Stockholm from June 5 to 16, 1972. At the conference, June 5 was designated as World Environment Day. The World Environment Day is commemorated annually on June 5 to raise global awareness of the need to take positive environmental actions. It is an important instrument used by the United Nations to raise awareness about the environment and to encourage political attention and action at the world level. This anniversary provides an opportunity for everyone to be part of global action in voicing the protection of the earth, sustainable use of natural resources, and environmentally friendly lifestyles. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The expansion rate in Indonesia's manufacturing sector reached a new record in May 2021, research and analyst company IHS Market release. Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, was at 55.3. This achievement increased significantly compared to April, which was in the position of 54.6. A PMI reading above 50 indicates that the industrial sector is expanding. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, thanked Indonesian industry players who are still aggressively running their business amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic impact. He emphasized that the government is determined to continue to create a conducive business climate through various strategic policies. The position of Indonesia's PMI expansion is marked by new demand, output and purchases rising at an unprecedented rate in the 10-year history of the survey. In fact, the unemployment aspect has returned to growth after 14 months to meet the growing demand for operational capacity. Not only that, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI in the fifth month of this year is above the Asian manufacturing PMI, which is at the level of 51.8. At the regional level, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI outperform other Asian countries. In fact, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI also leads the manufacturing PMI compared to South Korea, Japan, China, and India. The Minister of Industry stated that the increase in Indonesia's manufacturing PMI indicates the industrial sector has started to rise, which will encourage the national economic recovery. He is optimistic this also shows that industrial growth in the second quarter of 2021 will return to positive. Responding to the results of the Indonesian manufacturing PMI survey in May, Ching Yi Pan, as director of the IHS Market Economic Association, said, "Overall, the company remains optimistic about output in the future, with a hope that COVID-19 conditions will improve." According to IHS Market, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI at 55.3 in May 2021 is the highest for 3 months in a row. This also indicates that business conditions have strengthened in the past 7 months. The two largest components of the headline index, namely output and new demand, were the main contributors to Indonesia's record manufacturing PMI increase in May.
RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in Surabaya, tahu tek is also known as tahu gunting. What's interesting about this naming of tahu tek is because in the past, tahu tek sellers used scissors skillfully to cut tahu or tofu and rice cake, which became the main ingredients of this culinary. When cutting, the seller keeps on sounding the scissors although the food has been cut, and there is a sound like tek, tek, tek. From this sound until now, this culinary is called tahu tek or tahu gunting. But not everyone knows this culinary as tahu gunting. Others know this Surabaya specialty food as tahu tek, whose name is taken from the seller's habit of hitting the stilt against the frying pan until it makes a tek-tek sound. Listener, tahu tek or tahu gunting is a dish consisting of half-cooked tahu or tofu and lontong or rice cake cut into small pieces. There are additional complementary ingredients such as fried potatoes, a little bean sprouts, and cucumber slices to make a variety of flavors in tahu tek. Don't forget to add petis seasoning before serving because it makes this tahu tek a delicious and memorable dish. Then it is still aided with prawn crackers and fried onion to increase your appetite to eat. Tahu tek can be found on street corners around Surabaya, East Java. For one portion of tahu tek or tahu gunting, you only need to pay 12,000 rupiah. This food is one of the favorites in East Java. Therefore, tahu tek or tahu gunting is one of the culinary that you must try when you are in Surabaya City. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
I don't wanna hear penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Recently, there was happy news from the famous Indonesian designer Anne Avanti. Model Indonesia will make a special Barbie doll for the role model edition. Barbie will give a one-of-a-kind or OOAK doll that resembles Anne as an inspirational woman from Indonesia. OOAK itself is a program that was created since 2015 to reward many great women around the world. Anne herself became the first Indonesian woman to receive this award. The recipients of this Barbie role model are figures who deserve to be role models for the younger generation, especially girls. Barbie also introduces the stories of inspiring women from all walks of life to children to show that they can be anything they want to be. Barbie Anne Avanti appears with a figure that looks so much like herself, in an all-black kebaya, complete with a pakalongan batik shawl and a rosary necklace. Barbie Anne Avanti is also made with a bun hairstyle and is pinned with frangipani flowers, which are the characteristics of the designer's dress. This designer, based in Semarang, Central Java, said that the process of making Barbie Anne Avanti was quite long, which was 6 months. According to her, it started at the end of last year, when Mattel contacted and informed her that Anne Avanti was nominated for a Barbie role model. After being officially elected, the woman who has worked for almost 30 years is also involved in the creative process of the doll. Then she accompanies Mattel's creative team virtually, considering that Barbie Anne Avanti was made in the United States. Anne Avanti herself admitted that she was very grateful for this Barbie role model appreciation, especially amid the difficult condition at a pandemic like this, she feels appreciated by the world. She also hopes that this Barbie version of herself can inspire many people to dare to dream without looking at their shortcomings and make it happen from small things. And listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Bagaimana yang di situ? Tak perlu-perlu lagi merasa malu-malu. Kita lihat yang di sini, jelas merasa semakin percaya diri. Di sana dan di situ, di sini punya banyak cerita untuk saling dibagi. Hey, everybody, mari-mari bernyanyi. Boleh sambil menari, isi ruang di hati. Bahagia ini memang layak untuk dibagi. Buat aku, kamu, kita, atau yang sendiri. Tak perlu sama untuk bisa bersama, karena cinta harusnya tak meminta banyak tanya. Sudah dari sananya cinta itu dicipta untuk aku, kamu, kita dan semuanya.
Everyone say everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say everybody need no reason to love. Oh, oh. Everyone say everybody,
everybody,
come on.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji. The song was created by Ismail Marzuki with a pop genre and popularized by Bob Tutupoli, which was later sung by Bruri Marantika with the pop keroncong genre. The song expresses how beautiful the promise is. It's easy to be spoken, but in reality, it's hard to fulfill. The same is true for promises made to your partner or other close people. Well, listener, here is Bruri Marantika with the keroncong song entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji. And you're listening to the song.
hanya sekejap saja kita kan berjumpa pula. Seribu tahun tak lama, hanya sekejap saja kita kan berjumpa pula.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Perlahan ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Bersama hati.
jangan kau malu. Diri ini ingin kau jawab sejujurnya. Apapun yang kau katakan, oh, oh, aku terima.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.